Let's go on a meditation journey for the next 10 minutes or so. To begin, you are invited to gently close your eyes, allowing the body to get comfortable. Your mind is free to wander because that's what minds do. And that's okay because your breath is keeping you right here. And if you were to bring your awareness to your breath, you'll notice the inhale as the air goes in through the nose. And the exhale, imagining how far the air flows out into the space around you. Your breath is working for you, predictable, supportive, consistent. The inhale and the exhale. Your breath is flowing naturally and your body is supported by the surface beneath you. You might want to get even more comfortable, allowing your muscles to sink a little further into the chair or cushion as gravity has you gently anchored to the ground. There may be things that are adding to your comfort, like the comfort of the familiar space around you, the temperature of the room, or something else at this moment. What do you notice? And because you are comfortable, you can engage your creative mind. It might be interesting to imagine being a piece of a puzzle, clicking perfectly into place. Or it could be more interesting still to imagine that flowers bloomed in response to laughter in your garden. How fun would that be? This is your creative mind awakened while your body is supported and comfortable. And I will remind you that you are the curator of this journey, no one else but you. A journey to review your emotions and beliefs and take agency for desired well-being that better serves you. When it comes to health and nutrition, it can be confusing and bring up beliefs and emotions like distress, distress, or deprivation, or instability. What are some challenging thoughts that come up for you at this moment in regards to food? Maybe there is a color or vibration that you imagine with these words, feelings, and beliefs. Like green and sluggish, or gray and foggy. What does your creative mind notice? And if you were to imagine where in the body this color or vibration could be, where does your mind go? And because you are the creator of this story, the invitation is to do something better with what you are imagining. So maybe the green sludge morphs instantly into sprouts that are absorbed easily into the body and well digested. Or maybe the gray fog evaporates to nothing. What does your creative mind imagine? And because your mind is shifting this particular story in this particular moment, perhaps there have been shifts and changes. Something like balance, satisfaction, or calming. What do you notice this is for you now? And your breath is breathing and your body is supported. And because your mind is shifting, perhaps you have experienced, imagined, felt, perceived a shift that supports you better. And if you have experienced something that supports you better, you are welcome to remember that shift by anchoring into it. You are welcome to place your non-dominant hand on the part of the body that is shifting. Or if you prefer, you can make a gesture reminiscent of this. And if you could come up with one activation word that you could say to yourself tomorrow that would bring you right back to your capacity to shift, what would that word be? This could be a word that means something to you or completely nonsensical. And you can use this word or hand gesture or placement tomorrow to remind you of the shift you created today. And this can become more and more integrated and real for you. Even as it drops into the background. Just like your breath is always breathing in the background. Even as you slowly become aware of your surroundings, of the space you are in, the sounds in the space, gently moving your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, softly opening your eyes and ending your meditation.